It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Some U.S. senators want federal authorities to take a tougher stand against street gangs. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bill that would make it a federal crime to recruit minors for a gang. One provision of the bill has already generated some stiff opposition. It would allow juveniles to be tried as adults. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein's been trying for 8 years with Utah Republican Orrin Hatch to fight gang violence on a federal level. She crossed a major hurdle today, getting their bill approved by the Judiciary Committee.
One reason to have a federal law for major gangs is there's no bail, the trial is fast, somebody that gives information to the police doesn't have to worry that they're going to be killed the next day.
But Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says there's no evidence making gang activity a federal crime will curb the spread of gangs.
It makes us feel good to pass this law, but what we should be doing is putting money into prevention and money into witness protection and making certain that we give to state and local prosecutors the resources they need to be successful.
Durbin says the $12 million the bill offers each year for federal witness protection programs is inadequate, and he and other Democrats vowed to fight the measure if it's brought to the Senate floor. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.